Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Just let me install you.
Do 198. It is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. We've been debating back and forth. A lot of times we talk about what we want to discuss on the show. I was thinking maybe we could talk about these bad habits that can ruin your relationship, but Kevin really wants to talk about things you don't share with other people.
Yeah, it's an interesting list, primarily because a lot of it isn't physical stuff, you know? Like, I understand that, you know, you're not going to share your toothbrush with somebody. But some of the other things, I'm like, wait a second, why would you not want to share that? Because it's a password. You may need somebody else to know that eventually, you know?
Well, but you shouldn't. I think the point is you shouldn't share, like, you don't understand, like, why you wouldn't want to share a password?
Well, things you don't share with, this isn't just like things you don't share with your significant other, though, right? It's like things you don't share with anybody. Things you shouldn't be sharing with everyone.
Yeah, I guess it's the least shareable items.
Okay.
Are you disappointed?
No, I'm not disappointed.
Least shareable items. Some list.
Toothbrushes and passwords.
Well, let's hear them. Social security number. Does that irritate you, Kevin? If that's something you want to share, you have an audience right now.
It does. I shared it recently, and I thought, is this a safe item to share this
time?
Go
ahead, share it on the radio.
You shared your social security number?
It was asked on a form recently for work.
Oh, we had to work.
Yeah, but still, you know, every time I see that, I think to myself, if you really need it, you know where to get me.
Work has to have it in order to send you tax forms.
True. I understand that.
He's not buying that either.
But they have it. If you,
it's a conspiracy.
Why does work need it again? I'm just saying. All right. Okay. So, okay,
what
there
else
were,
is on this list?
2,000 people were asked to name the least shareable things in life.
Okay.
All right.
Our program director asked me for my toothbrush the other day. And I was like, fine. I mean, it's when you work here, Kev. It's part of the...
Toothbrush number 2 on the list. All right. Okay, number 10. Tim, this is so near and dear to your heart. You actually have...
Rollerblades.
No. You have a website dedicated to it.
Oh,
T-shirtproblems.com.
I share t-shirts,
and sure, it's cost me, you know what I mean, sharing t-shirts with other people. Some of them you never see again, but better to have loved and lost, you know what I mean.
I think that's the ultimate demonstration of love from you, lending a t-shirt to someone.
I can think of more ultimate demonstrations of love than that, but you're right, it's generous of me.
Yeah.
Least shareable item, towels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't disagree.
Right. Yeah. Your bank account information. Here again, I think you need to share that with somebody you're very close to.
Just
in case. What's wrong with you?
Just in case.
But no.
No.
I don't think that's good advice.
No, you and Sarah have the same bank account information. You don't need to share
it
because
some couples don't. I'm just saying,
what's
somebody
next,
else should know
what's
that.
What's next on the list?
Your phone password.
Okay. Now,
yeah. Agreed. I agree with that. You don't want to share that. There's a reason you got a password on there.
Pajamas.
This is a ridiculous list.
Okay.
Bathrooms.
You shouldn't share. I mean, sometimes you got it.
Right, right. Social media passwords.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Kevin?
Someone should know.
Someone should know.
Somebody should know.
So you can post once every 9 months
like
I do.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. You shouldn't share razors, your toothbrush, and finally, the least shareable item, according to the survey, your underwear.
Yeah.
Wow. Real hard-hitting journalism there, Kevin. Yeah.
There you go. I still think I'm right on the password. You can give me a text, 531-9898. Feel free to share your password and your social security number.
Oh, this is all just a big ploy. All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Homestore. This is home. Just remember, we passed up bad habits that can ruin your relationship for Kevin just reminding you that you shouldn't share your underwear with other people. Today, a high of 90. Lance Hildebrand now.
Sharing your underwear is on that list, too.
Yeah. Can ruin your relationship.
Northbound 55 is a little busy in the right lanes of
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.